Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Scotty Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT and on the OTCQB under the symbol SCTSF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Brad Rourke. Now, Scotty Resources is focused at the Scotty Gold Mine property. This is in the Golden Triangle. The company also has three other projects, but we are going to be focusing on the Scotty Gold Mine property and this Blueberry Zone. Just to bring everybody up to speed, this Blueberry Zone, the initial discovery came on the back of a smaller drill program back in 2019. And over the last couple of years, the company has continued to drill this zone out and continue to expand high-grade mineralization close to surface. And now the most recent news release on February 8th, expanding deeper at this Blueberry Zone with also high grade. The news release says that Scotty Resources extends the Blueberry Zone to 225 meters depth with an intercept of little over 15 grams per ton over 13.5 meters. Brad, this is a very good drill result. Down at depth, showing grade and width. Give us a little background on this deep hole and what it's telling you about the potential now of expanding the Blueberry mineralization at depth.
Well, obviously we're excited because, you know, that we're working on a new discovery for us. As you said, we were drilling something completely different in 2019, found this one intercept of 7 grams over 34 meters. And we've been just trying to explore that. This year we tested this theory after, 2020, where we kind of did a tight drill program. And what we came up with a theory that we're not chasing a vein at all. This is a contact situation where between sediments and volcanics, this is where we're capturing this gold. So when you see this week's news release at 225, you know, that this is a hole that we picked at this season's just still testing that theory, but it's played out really well. We really expanded things along strike. And then because this is a mesothermal type system, we're really excited at depth. I think we can go along strike in bigger step outs, but with depth, you kind of got to chase it, you know, a reasonable 20, 25 meters at a time. But, you know, up until this week, we had 190 meters of good geology, but that's a pretty good step out. And then of course the potential of this actually getting wider at the bottom. And if you look at the location of those drill holes, they're true exploration holes, right? We weren't drilling something that we knew. We were just testing things. So we're very excited. Blueberry's open. It's on surface. It's exceeded our expectations 100%. So we just got to get people to look at it and judge for themselves.
So I'll post figure one from this February 8th news release below this interview. And that's where you get a good understanding of where the drill holes have been. And the deepest one here, that is the one that was reported in this news release. Brad, I'm sure people are wondering, although it is still early stage, the news release says that you've now hit high grade gold on a strike length exceeding 650 meters and a depth component of 225 meters. Any comparisons you can make to other deposits so people can get a handle of just how many ounces of high-grade gold there might be here at the Blueberry Zone?
Well, I can tell you this. I don't have any deeper holes for this season, but we do have more news to put out on Blueberry. To compare it is very difficult. What I can tell you is we've been chasing all these series of east-west high-grade veins. Again, it's a lot easier for us to chase this contact than it is a vein system. It's new to us. We think that east-west vein, I paid $1 million cash for the Blueberry vein, and we don't even explore it anymore. But we believe what we found at this contact is what we saw at that vein that we purchased is the bleed out from whatever's happening between this contact. So I don't want to compare it to anything right now, but I can tell you the amount of drilling we've done, we've only done just 7,000 meters of drilling at Blueberry. But if you look at that long section and now we have a grade contour map there, it's pretty exciting. I would think it's exciting. Apparently the market doesn't think it is, you know, and then we show all our kind of drilled pierce points, meaning where all the green is in gray. It's not that there's no geology there. We just haven't drilled a hole in it yet. So when you got 650 meters of strike length, 225 meters of depth, and when you truly understand it's just 7,000 meters of drilling, you can really get excited for what the potential is and the possibilities are. I can tell you that, you know, we've got other zones that we've been working on for years, and we're not walking away from those zones, but the market being where it's at, you're going to see 80-85% of all our drilling done at Blueberry this season, and we'll just give the market what they want. I mean, I'm just going off top of my head, but there might be 800 or 900 gram meter holes at Blueberry thus far. And, you know, 100 gram meter hole is something to be excited about. And then we just put out a 200 gram meter hole at depth. So just, you know, it's a tough market. We just need people to look. And if they're willing to put risk capital to work, Scotty needs to be considered for sure. And there's a lot of good stories out there, but we figure we have a lot to be proud about, and just a matter of us getting out there and showing people. And this is wide open. It's, you know, we've got vertical extent at the actual Scotty down to 400 meters and 500 meters in hitting. We've just only gone as far as 225 thus far. Rest assured, we'll be going deeper 2022 as soon as we can get a drill on that site.
Let's talk about that 2022 plan, because look, you still do have drill results to come out of this 2021 14,500 meter drill program. But I know 2022 plan says 15,000 meters planned. A lot of that's going to be at Blueberry. The vast majority is going to be at Blueberry. Are you going to focus a bit more on the depth component, continue to step out? What's going to be the general strategy there?
We will continue at Blueberry. We are going to do 15,000 meters regardless of anything. The shame of it all is we're in a challenging market. If it was a normal market, it wouldn't even have to be frothy. We'd be putting 30,000 meters together because we have the evidence to do so. We could actually have that kind of targeting now, where we kind of maxed our drilling this year because, again, we didn't have the confidence. You know, if the market turned around, you would probably see more meters, but I just refuse to go backwards. We've gone, you know, we just finished our third drill season. We started with 2,000 meters, then we did 7. Last season, we did 14,005. I'm telling the market we're doing 15,000 meters, and we will. But it's more protecting the shareholders and dilution, and you can buy our company for as if I didn't even drill a hole. I find that funny, and it's keeps me up at night. But you're going to see, because we're just getting the most gram meters per drill hole at Blueberry, A, it's shallow. B, it's skid drill, no pads to be built. I can move that drill around myself with a D6. So it's my most affordable drilling. And of course, again, we've got a lot of exciting things at Scotty, and we have more news coming out at Scotty. We're not deterred at all. But during this environment, we've just got to figure out meters and cost of those meters, and just to give the shareholder, you know, I don't want to dilute my shareholders, including myself. As you know, I've paid for all my shares in this company. I didn't start it. So that's it's funny that here we are, where I have no shortage of guys willing to give me money now, and I have no shortage of drill targets, where 2 years ago I was begging for money and collecting pop bottles and really still just really exploring. Well, we're no longer hunting in relation to Blueberry and Scotty. We just need to see how big these things are just keep adding ounces. You know, our goal has always been, and we haven't wavered from what we've always said. We want to show a pathway to 1 million ounces of high grade gold. We see the light at the tunnel now. And I don't know if we're quite there yet internally, but we're darn close. And I have a high degree of confidence that by the end of 2022, if resource is something that we need to do, we'll be able to articulate that and just show it mathematically to any reasonable human being. And again, you know, I'm not allowed to say numbers, but there's grade calculators on the Kitco website. Just go put in the equation there. All the numbers are there, and you can see for yourself what potentially sitting at Blueberry right now. And just remind people, my neighbor just got bought out for $3.5 billion. That's Pritium. And North America's next mine is my other neighbor to the south. I'm sandwiched between two mines. So we're hoping for Ascot to complete their challenges right now and get that mill turning. And then we're just sitting pretty. We're just going to drill.
Brad, since you mentioned the mines that are all around you guys, is there an opportunity here that if you can build out some ounces, say 1 million ounces plus of high-grade material, that it could simply use those facilities to process that ore?
You know, we got to stick to our knitting. We believe we could still find something that stand alone. But there's also what makes sense in the world. You know, there's a mill, 2,800 ton a day mill, 20 kilometers down the road. That's certainly a possibility. And we're not saying no to anything, but right now Ascot's busy doing their tasks and getting this mill going. And it's just allowed us to kind of do all this consolidation that we've done in the past and keep drilling. But I think those are business discussions that certainly make sense. But right now, you know, we're an exploration company and we're going to just keep drilling. So what happens if Blueberry's 3-4 million ounces, maybe it's standalone. Remember, Scotty is in possession of a mine permit and there's power right on site, on the infrastructure side. You know, you always got to shoot for the moon, and that's what we're doing. But my prediction, whether I realize it or not, but that ore at Blueberry will be mined one day, even if I'm long gone and we have to wait for a different cycle. There's no way with that kind of grade on surface that doesn't find its way to a mill.
Yeah, well, especially surrounded by a couple other mines, or at least soon to be mines. Brad, before I get you out of here, just a quick little update. How much cash does the company have in the bank to progress with the drill plans this year when you can get a drill on the ground?
Okay, we've got about $3.7 million in the treasury at the moment. And the real question would be, if I do 15,000 meters, I'd probably have to supplement that, add another $4 million to the treasury to complete our program with the geophysics and other things we have planned. Again, we're still looking at all these other opportunities, but we'll just focus on Blueberry. So I've got a few decisions to make there, but I'm not in any duress. Like I say, my phone doesn't stop ringing of guys willing to raise me money, but I'm going to try and do it internally and just kind of keep it in a tight little group that we have. 35% of the company is owned by three people or entities. And even myself, I'm just under 7%. So I think we'll try and do it internally. I'm not worried about getting the $4 million. It's just, where do I get it? So that's what we'll do. And let's say if the market turns around, Corey, and let's say things are the way they're supposed to be in my mind, you know, when we get that market price up, you'll see a lot more than 15,000 meters for sure.
All right. Hey, Brad, always enjoy the updates. We'll follow up as some more drill results hit the market. And if anybody has any follow-up questions on these recent results or the plans for this year, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And again, we'll be following up with Brad when we get some more news. Brad, thanks again for your time today, buddy. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Corey.